You're listening.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win. Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning. This is Sam Andrews standing in for John Moore. Liberty Man Show will continue in the tradition of firearms on Monday. That'll be the main topic of today's discussion. John is not available at the moment, and we expect him in a few minutes. But until then, this is Sam Andrews. I'll be standing in for John Moore. Okay. The first topic we'd like to go over this morning is Senate Bill 367 in the state of Missouri. This is a bill where we are going to try and nullify any federal firearms legislation in Missouri. In other words, the ATF will have no power and authority in the state of Missouri. There's a similar bill, House Bill 1039, that reflects the same language. And it's very important that you call your senator or your congressman in Missouri if you believe in the Second Amendment and if you want to get the federal government out of the business of regulating firearms in the state of Missouri. And I think this is important for a number of reasons. My personal business was closed down for 3 months because the ATF was playing games with my FFL license and wouldn't renew it. To make a long story short, the ATF cashed my check when I renewed my federal firearms license, but yet did not issue me the renewed license. When I called them and asked them what's going on with my license, the bureaucrat in West Virginia told me, oh, yeah, we cashed your check, but we're not going to renew your license because your renewal didn't reach my desk until a few days late. I said, well, you cashed my check on time, so obviously you had my application on time. What's going on? Sorry, your application wasn't timely. It didn't reach my desk soon enough. And so they literally shut my business down for 3 months. This is the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms administration of the federal government. This is how they operate. And this is why, for this and many other reasons, Senate Bill 367 and House Bill 1039 are being proposed this year by our Missouri legislators. Now, if we can get together and convince our senators and our congressmen to do this, get these bills passed, we can now eliminate any federal agent interference in firearms transactions. What does that mean to the citizens of Missouri? Well, it means something really important. Now, when you pay your $200 tax stamp and your Form 4, you wait almost a year to get your paperwork back from the federal government so that you can now take physical control of your suppressor. If we pass Senate Bill 367 or House Bill 1039, this will no longer take place. You'll be able to walk into a gun shop, purchase a suppressor, and walk out with it that day. You'll actually be able to take control of your own property. Right now, the federal government denies you possession of your own property for over a year while they bureaucratically play games with your application. And that needs to go away. The second
Sam,
thing
good morning.
That, hey, John, you made it.
I made it. Yeah, we had a technical difficulty, but it's squared away. Well, thank you for carrying on in my absence. That's being a good trooper that you are. How many co-sponsors do these two bills have in this House and the Senate?
Well, right now there's just one co-sponsor in the Senate. There's just one sponsor in the Senate, and there's one or two. There's actually two bills in the House that are very similar in the language. It's House Bill 786 and House Bill 1039. And I think each of those, at this point in time, or at least last time I checked, had one sponsor each.
Well, to start, I'm not so sure we're going to see much action in the House until we take control of the House back in the fall of 2020, but on one hand. On the other, we do have a lot of yellow dog Democrats who are pro-gun, and they kind of keep a low profile, don't they?
Well, I think on this particular piece of legislation, we're talking about the Missouri House, not the federal Congress.
Oh, Oh, we're talking Missouri. Oh.
Yeah, Missouri. Now, Texas has similar legislation that's being proposed, but this is just the state of Missouri, these two bills that I've discussed this morning so far.
Okay, well, what other parts of the firearms culture would these two bills affect above and beyond suppressors?
Well, machine guns. Basically, any federal law. All the NFLA regulations would go out the window. And any enforcement of federal regulations in our state would now be illegal.
And what's the status of this in Texas?
Well, Texas has similar legislation. I don't think it's out of committee in Texas. Now, Tuesday of this week.
Yeah.
Tuesday of this week. Tomorrow. There's going to be a working day in Jefferson City at the Capitol from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. It'll be in Jefferson City at the Capitol in the Rotunda area, second floor, at 9 a.m.
Okay, the second floor of the Rotunda. That's a balcony that overlooks the ground level.
I believe so. And, right. And it's supposed to be a working day for senators and congressmen to meet with people and to get feedback on this legislation and to work on the final language and hopefully promote this and get guys to sign on and co-sponsor.
Well, there'll be a lot of co-sponsors. Missouri Legislature, House and Senate, both is very, very pro-gun. I started lobbying up there about 1988, Sam, those first 2 or 3 years, it was tough, but with each passing year, it got better and better to the point where we have an overwhelming majority of pro-gun men and women in the House and the Senate both, don't we?
Well, I can tell you this. The Missouri Senate right now, I am so proud of. There are so many good conservatives in the Senate, you know, and women like Cindy, I'll tell you what, she's fantastic. Cindy O'Loughlin, the guy that proposed the Senate Bill 367, his name escapes me, but I'll think of it in a second. He is a stand-up guy. We have so many good people in the Senate. I don't know personally as many people in the House, but we've got guys like Shane Roden in the House that are just tremendous conservatives. If the House is as conservative as the Senate, we'll get this legislation passed. And the other good news is our governor, when he was a Missouri senator, voted for very similar legislation, and then Nixon vetoed it. But we've got a governor this year that will sign it, I believe.
Well, Jay Nixon was a very anti-gun socialist Democrat. In fact, I had an eyewitness in Ferguson when the riots were taking place. Jay Nixon was there on site getting instructions from Obama directly on how to proceed to make the riots just as bad as they could make them. So good riddance, is all I can say with Jay Nixon.
Yeah, you and I have very similar feelings about Jay Nixon. I spent 3 weeks in Ferguson guarding some buildings, and I can tell you the information that I got through the command staff at Unified Command and through some of the sergeants and lieutenants that were police officers there, they were so angry and disappointed that the Department of Justice gave them stand-down orders and told them not to arrest arsonists and looters.
When they appointed that highway patrol captain to take over, he got a nickname. Do you know what his nickname was? Would you like to know it?
I would like to know it. I've never heard of it.
It's not so much a nickname as a description of what he was doing, his policy. Hug a thug. Hug a thug.
Oh my!
Yeah, and when he first took over, he called all the St. Louis County police officers together, and he told them, "Gentlemen, you will not go out into the street wearing your protective gear." He almost had a riot on his hands right there from the police officers, ready to walk out on him, and of course he immediately reversed that policy. Another thing, the mass media kept pointing out the military armored car the St. Louis County Police had. Do you recall that?
It's actually called a bear vehicle. I'm familiar with the vehicle for sure.
What St. Louis County Police had, they purchased a used Brinks armored car, just like the same kind that delivers cash to your local 7-Eleven, and they repainted it. It was no military issue armored vehicle. It was just a used Brinks armored car with a fresh paint job on it.
I heard the military vehicle.
Go ahead.
I heard and read in the media that they had tanks in the streets in Ferguson, and that was a complete exaggeration, a total lie.
Was that Ferguson, Afghanistan, not Ferguson, Missouri?
Well, it's hard to get the truth out of the media.
Is there a Ferguson in Iraq where they saw the tanks? I think that's the southern part of Iraq, isn't it? Near the Kuwait border, Ferguson, Iraq, where the tanks were?
Well, you got me on that. Geography's not my strong point.
Obviously it's not with the mass media either.
Yeah, that's for sure. I think with the Mueller investigation coming to a close, I think we can all conclude that the media are the biggest bunch of liars in the history of the United States of America.
Ditto that. There's some not terribly bright Congress people like Maxine Waters, who is still going to try to proceed as if she can do something with limited subpoena power that Mr. Mueller could not do with unlimited subpoena power and the complete resources of both the FBI and the Department of Justice at his fingertips for, 2 years? unlikely.
Well, I tell you, that was such a mess. I don't know if anyone's read Tom Jackson's book, The Chief of Police of Ferguson, but boy, if you want a different perspective of what went on there, it's a great read. I would highly recommend Tom Jackson, The Chief of Ferguson Police during the Ferguson riots. Read his book, and it'll give you some insight into what the police went through and how they were mismanaged by Jay Nixon and Rep Hogle of the Highway Patrol and the Department of Justice.
Right. Well, within hours of that young thug, who, by the way, he was a suspect in a homicide where a store clerk was beaten to death with a hammer, the man who was shot by the police officer defending his own life. Within hours, there were convoys leaving Chicago and Detroit with protesters en route to St. Louis. Now, I have to commend our local TV media, Sam, because they did start reporting the home cities of the people that were being arrested. Almost none of them were from Missouri, and almost none were from Ferguson. They were all from different states. And they also, and this really surprised me, they also mentioned George Soros' money being behind these convoys coming to St. Louis with the protesters.
Well, I can verify that both of those statements are true, because we had Marines on the north end of Vo's Chinese restaurant on South Forest Road. And just to the north of that restaurant, there was a parking lot there, and a lot of the protesters were parking there and then walking down to the firehouse and the police station, and about 67%, almost two-thirds, maybe a little more, on each night, the cars that parked there and the protesters that got out and walked down to the firehouse and the police station, two-thirds of those vehicles were out-of-state license plates. And we kept track. We filmed every plate. We took pictures of every vehicle that came in the lot. I still have a lot of those photographs.
Well, like I said, I don't want to dwell on this too much longer, but Jay Nixon was taking directions from Hussein Obama, the Muslim in the White House, who was being told by Valerie Jarrett, the real CEO of the United States at that point in time, how to make these riots just as bad could be. That was their goal.
Yeah, it was a bad deal. And, you know, when you have a Democrat in the White House and a Democrat in the governor's office, and you have liberal, spineless politicians in the chain of command below the governor, you have this giant sewer pipe for certain things to roll downhill and ruin your community. And
that's
exactly
right.
Hold that thought.
Hold that thought, Sam. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
is a little song.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about gold and silver. And my sponsor, Gold Wealth Financial, that website's goldwealthfinancial.com. Many people are unfamiliar with the benefits of investing in gold, silver, and other precious metals because they've had very little exposure to these assets. The United States gold standard ended in 1971. That means if the dollar ever collapses, your paper money investments could become worthless. However, by diversifying your portfolio, investing in gold and silver, you can protect your hard-earned assets from any future crisis or economic collapse. You need to check out their website. That's goldwealthfinancial.com. There's a link on my website at thelibertyman.com, and they have a telephone number. A telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Thank you very much.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool. Time there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in.
Somebody.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Darren Moore here on Monday, the 25th of March. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with my friend Sam Andrews. And Sam, you have a Facebook page. What is that Facebook page?
It's Freedom Center USA.
And your training facility is down near Lebanon, Missouri. Not hard to get to at all, right off Interstate 44 in the heart of the Ozarks, isn't it?
Yes, sir. We're about 4 miles southeast of the center of Lebanon on Highway HH, just south of 44, probably not 6 minutes off the highway.
Well, it's handy and accessible and world-class facility, world-class instructions, including yours truly. I teach concealed carry there. Since the law changed 3 years ago, our demand has dropped dramatically. I was talking to one of my instructor friends. He has a when he wanted to do his concealed carry training, he needed a place to shoot, so he bought a old gravel quarry in Illinois to have a place for his students to shoot. And he has a bonus: if you buy a copy of his book, you get to put a magazine through an M1 Thompson. So he'll be on with me Thursday. John Ross, the author of Unintended Consequences, a great book. Well, Sam, this is only our second show since we got you back on the air here. And our goal is to talk about the gun culture, which we're doing, legislation, which we're doing, rifles, shotguns, pistols, optics, ammunition, training. The gun culture includes a lot of diverse areas of expertise, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, there's so many different disciplines in firearms and small arms and optics and ammunition. They're all completely different areas and with different laws of physics in play.
Absolutely. So, pay attention, ladies and gentlemen. You can get an education here. Sam is as qualified as anybody in the United States to be talking about the things we're talking about. Something that I see, and you're a gunsmith, you probably see this a lot. Men will come in 2 weeks before the beginning of deer season expecting the gunsmith to fix what's wrong when he's already had 3 dozen guys come in with the same problem in the last 2 or 3 days, 2 weeks before deer season. You see that, don't you?
Yeah, it's interesting. A lot of people don't understand that when you do custom work, you're doing configure to order or custom work for people, and you kind of have to be polite and get in line, because a lot of times if there's a guy, an engineer like myself or a gunsmith, and he's talking to you about what you need, he's not working on equipment. He's communicating with you. And you have to have time during the day to communicate with your customers to give them exactly what they want. But you also have to take time to actually do the work. And so most gunsmiths, most engineers that do custom work, they have a backlog. So it doesn't, if you want really high quality work, the best guys are just loaded up. I probably have 35 systems in my shop, guys that are waiting for stuff to be done. But I'm here on a radio show trying to communicate with people and educate the public. I'm not working on their rifles this morning. So, you know, you have to understand that when you come in, nothing happens instantly. A lot of times, if it can be done in 5 minutes, a guy will do it for you right there. But if it's an involved project, you kind of have to get in line and wait your turn, because there's limited resources when it comes to really high-end gun work.
Yeah, another thing that gunsmiths see a lot, they'll inherit grandpa's century-old shotgun or 30-30 lever action that's been beat up, maybe rode around in the floor of a pickup truck one time too many, and they want it restored to like new condition. And they, when they find out the cost of doing that, then they change their mind, don't they?
Yeah, because a lot of times the cost of restoring an older firearm is double or triple the price of a new firearm that would perform better.
That's right. So, just a word of caution, gunsmithing does involve some expense. most of the parts can either be bought or fabricated. When you get into fabricating parts for a century-old gun, you get into some machine work there and some serious expense, don't you?
Yes, particularly if it's custom work. If it's a one setup for one part, it gets very expensive, you know. And people don't realize mechanics are now being paid $80 to $120 an hour. So a really skilled gun
setup. Well, that's what the dealer gets paid. The mechanic doesn't make that, but that is what the dealer charges. We got a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and/or toes often go cold, arms and/or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Monday, the 25th of March, my website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. If you have arthritis pain, joint pain, maybe you're going to have surgery to the shoulder sometime soon. If you want to recover quickly from any surgery, if you have issues with pain, joint pain, arthritis pain, you need an energy cleaner. I ship these all over the planet. In fact, I'm having some correspondence this morning with a lady in Australia, and she's really happy with her energy cleaner. And you can also. Really, what are you waiting for? Why put up with arthritis pain? The energy cleaner is $285, should be included. I do offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's from me to you personally. You can place your order right there at my website for the energy cleaner and mattress pad to go with it. Or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Make sure your passport is current. We are leaving on the first John Moor Caribbean Cruise, the first John Moor Patriot Symposium Caribbean Cruise this coming October 12th. You'll need a current passport. You get the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. If you don't have internet access, we'll give Betsy a call. She'd be glad to mail you a nice color brochure. Her Betsy's telephone is 636-530-9502. And I say again, 636-530-9502. This is Farmers Monday. We're visiting with my friend Sam Andrews. He has a Facebook page. That's Freedom Center USA on Facebook, Freedom Center USA. And Sam, a lot of my listeners don't have internet access. What's the telephone number for people to call you, sir?
417-718-2597.
417-718-2597, and you can get details from Sam. Sam, would you be able to, if people needed something mailed to them, talking about the instruction and training, is there something you could mail them if they needed it?
Sure, we have a brochure, and we have a number of classes that are on the brochure with descriptions of the course curriculum and the material and the type of instructors that are involved. We can certainly send that out if you don't have access to the internet.
Well, a lot of my people do. I know people in my neighborhood that they've heard of the internet, but that's about it. They know that there is such a thing. We got a caller here. We got Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Sam. I'm not going to double back to Ferguson, but I had to go to high school there, and it was a tinderbox. Even in the late 60s, it was just one stupid incident after another, racially fueled nonsense that I think all of us would have just preferred to have done without. And by the way, the mayor of Ferguson, in my opinion, was a complete jackwagon. The guy was just weak, worthless, just weak. That's the mayor I'm talking about now. I still have family there. I talked to John, and John will probably remember this, a couple weeks ago, a month ago. I had this idea rolling around in my head that I would like to own and or create a shotgun, a smaller gauge, like a 410 or maybe a 20 gauge, that can reach out reliably 50 yards or a little more, maybe like a turkey gun or something along those lines. And it could even be single shot. I wouldn't mind that, really. But what I would like, it'd be a reflex sight on it, a red dot or a green dot or something. But I didn't necessarily want to go to the expense of having the thing bridge ported for a pick rail. I wish there was something out there that I could just buy. Would you happen to know if this thing exists, or are we talking about something that has to be custom?
Well, I would say you've got a number of options. From a cost-benefit ratio, I might look at some of the things that Stevens makes. The issue you're going to find with this mounting the sight is the pick rail system really is the best way to do it. And you may find that the Stevens is already ready for that from the factory, and it's not that difficult to But a Thompson Center or a Stevens is going to be a low-cost quality item that might go the direction you want to go, and it also might facilitate cost-effectively getting a red dot sight on there. We like the Fast Fire 2, the Fast Fire 3 from a price durability standpoint. So that might be something you'd want to look at.
Is Fast Fire 2 and 3, is that Stevens? That doesn't sound like a Thompson name, is it?
No, I think that's a Burris product, the red dot.
Oh, you're talking about the sight.
Yeah, but look at a Thompson Center system, look at a Stevens system for the shotgun, and look at the Burris Fast Fire systems for your reflex sight, or what we call an RMR.
Okay. The barrel length, I mean, obviously this is going to be a longer barrel. Wouldn't you suspect that?
Well, and the barrel length on a shotgun isn't terribly critical as far as the performance of the shotgun. It's the choke that's going to matter the most. And so you're going to want a tight choke if you want to shoot a little more distance at turkeys, for sure. And that's an awfully light round for a turkey, so you're going to need a really good choke and a really good, well-made ammunition to make that happen past 30 yards.
Past 30 yards, right. So I'm one more question. I'll let you move on. The Stevens and the Thompson Center. I've always been a big fan of Thompson Center, but would these things have? I wouldn't say adjustable choke, but something that could like maybe choke you or something like that.
Well, there are barrels with screw-in chokes for both those systems. And the other thing, don't have to be a single shot and you want to stay cost-effective, you can also look at a TriStar, and those have screw-in chokes. So there's three options for you to check out.
All right. I'll do that. I appreciate that. All right. Thanks a million. I am glad you're standing in on Monday. I think that's great.
Thank you. Great to hear from you.
All right, I'll talk to you. Bye.
Sam, have you had customers walk in the door with a 32 Smith & Wesson made about 1900? And, my grandpa owned this thing. It's more than 100 years old. It must have extreme value, a collector's item. Have you had that happen?
Oh, sure. We get guys come in looking for used guns. They bring stuff in they want to sell, and, you know, they have things that they think are collector's items. I've had guys walk in with Sweet 16 Belgium-made Browning shotguns that are worth a ton of money, and they don't even know what they have. And they'll say to me, I'm going through a divorce, or my wife's washer and dryer crapped out in a lightning storm and we don't have any money. I need to get some money for a washer and dryer. Will you buy this for $200?
Right.
And what shotgun's worth $2,000.
What's a Sweet 16 worth in pristine condition?
Oh, I would say, depending on what model it is and what year, anywhere between $1,200 and $2,600.
It's funny you should mention that. One of my high school classmates, his father got one while we were in high school, and it was a matter of pride and distinction to own a Belgian Browning Sweet 16 back in the mid 1960s.
Oh, they're beautiful shotguns. If you get a Belgian made Browning, it's just an amazingly well done shotgun, and people just love them.
My first centerfire pistol was a Browning High Power P-35 made in Belgium, and it was a work of art, Sam. It truly was. I almost wanted to wear white cotton gloves just to touch it. It was so beautiful.
Well, one of the reasons that people love the older guns is because they were made before the advent of computer numerically controlled machining centers. And so every firearm was manufactured by a machinist or a tool and die maker, and very carefully inspected and hand-fitted the parts together. And so they were beautifully machined by really professionals. And not to take anything away from a modern machinist, but in today's world, a lot of things are mass-produced, And when things are fitted together, they're done to certain tolerances, and so you have one part being made to the small end of the tolerance and the other part being made to the large end of the tolerance, so every slide will fit on every frame, or every barrel will screw into every receiver, no problem. And you don't get those smooth, super well-fitted assemblies like you did back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, where things were hand-fitted.
Right, right. Well, on my list of things to get would be a 357 Colt revolver made during that period of time. The Colt Python. That has a well-deserved reputation for being one of the best of the best when it comes to a 357 revolver, doesn't it?
You're talking about a Smith & Wesson Colt, right? Or a Colt?
Colt Python, right.
The Colt Python, okay. Yeah, that's got a great reputation. I wish I'd known you were looking for one, because about a month ago I had a guy bring one in to sell, and there was a customer in the shop that bought it from him right there on the spot.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, that's not going to last at all. No, those things are highly desirable for very good reasons. It's basically a handmade pistol, isn't it?
Yeah, the older ones were super well done. They're indexed perfectly. They're smooth as silk. And, you know, interesting that you bring up handguns. Smith & Wesson is closing their Massachusetts facility and moving to Missouri. How about that?
And would that have to do with legislation or taxes or both?
Absolutely both. New England, particularly Massachusetts, has become so anti-gun. There's a company called American Outdoor Brands Corporation. They're the parent company of gunmaker Smith & Wesson, and they've announced that they are leaving New England, getting out of Massachusetts, and building a new facility in Columbia, Missouri.
It's been, I'm going to, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm going to say about 20, 25 years ago that Smith & Wesson got on the wrong side of the gun culture, and most men and women in the gun culture, it was owned by some Brits at the time, and we as a gun culture almost shut down Smith & Wesson because we stopped buying their products, didn't we?
That's absolutely right. You know, they sold out gun owners in the United States of America by capitulating in a lawsuit. And it angered so many people that there was a very quiet but very effective boycott of Smith & Wesson products. And, boy, they've since been, they're under new management, they're owned by a different group of people, and they have changed their attitude in a big way, and they're starting to make a comeback. And they're building literally a 633,000 square foot state-of-the-art facility in Columbia, Missouri. How about that?
Columbia. Well, that's going to be handy, because I know, personally know, that there's at least two Muslim terrorist cells there in Columbia.
and you know, with the university there, it's kind of a natural rub, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a haven for men and women who went there in 1968 as students, fell into a bag of marijuana and never left. you know the profile I'm talking about. Well, God bless Smith & Wesson. I'm kind of surprised I didn't pick one of the closer to a major metropolitan area, but if it works for them, being in the middle of the state, that's almost exactly the middle of the state, but this is on track to be a real deal, isn't it?
Oh, it's going to happen. They've already started the construction of the facility. They'll be moved in later this year. Now, they had a warehouse in Jacksonville, Florida, and a large warehouse in Springfield, Massachusetts. They're closing both of those facilities and rolling them into the Missouri Center, and it'll be at least 150 jobs come to Missouri just from this one move.
And these won't be minimum wage jobs. These will be skilled craftsmen, machinists, tool and die makers, men and women who have skills and will be paid accordingly.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a shame we had Armalite over there in Geneseo, Illinois, and they all went to Phoenix. I was really hoping we could convince that whole group of firearms companies, which is owned by a larger company, to move to Missouri, but they chose Phoenix, Arizona. But I'm glad that Smith & Wesson has picked Missouri. I think it was a very, very smart move based on the firearms legislation that we have proposed and the direction our state happens to be going.
Well, it's something about these legislatures that we thought was smart at the time was term limits. We thought it was smart at the time back in the late 1980s. It's turned out to be, in my opinion, a disaster. The only people in the state capitol who know what's going on are the lobbyists and the administrative people who never leave. The U.S. the state reps and the state senators, they're there. So by the time they figure out what's going on, they're term limited out, aren't they?
Well, I don't know if you and I agree 100% on that. I think there's a balance there that could be struck between experience and not being a career politician. But that's another discussion.
Well, we got a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, everybody.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we are back with Jim and J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 25th of March, visiting with my friend Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. need to give them a call. That telephone number is 417-718-2597. Some of my friends who are range officers at various public and private ranges, when they look at the calendar for the range and they see that there's going to be a group of police officers coming to the range to requalify their annual qualification, they make sure that that's their vacation day because they consider these officers unsafe around firearms. Your response, sir?
Well, I think that type of attitude it would be sort of like someone catching a gym teacher sexually molesting a child and saying all teachers are bad. I think that there are departments that have really good officers that have really good firearm skills and take safety seriously. And then there are police officers that in certain departments that don't have discipline and don't reflect the respect that firearms deserve. And you see some negligent discharges. From my own experience, training police officers and training civilians, I can say this. I've seen 3 negligent discharges by SWAT officers in my career. I've seen 1 negligent discharge by a civilian in my career. So that's my personal experience. I think it's important, though, that every individual that handles a firearm treats it with the appropriate respect. And if you don't know how to safely handle a firearm, that you learn and you keep that discipline for life and never let your guard down.
Absolutely. Well, it's kind of ironic. These anti-gun liberals hold up police officers and the training they have to a almost religious belief of the level of training, the abilities that police officers have with firearms over and above civilians. It's almost a religious point of view that liberals have of police officers and their handling and use of firearms, isn't it?
Well, when it comes to liberals and firearms, you really have to wonder about the sanity of someone who in one sentence should say, people shouldn't have guns, the citizens shouldn't have guns, and in the next sentence tell you that the police are unjustly shooting everyone. So they're actually promoting that only police should have guns, even though they're claiming that police are the most abusive with guns. I can't even sign on to the liberal ideology a little bit. I mean, they don't even get 1% from me. They have no credibility. They have no specific knowledge of guns, firearms, or the industry, or safety procedures, or even the Second Amendment. So I ignore those emotional appeals and, you know, try to stick to what common sense and facts allow.
Well, you're at a distinct disadvantage. The first thing I learned in college debate was you can't use a logical argument against an emotional argument. And that's basically what it comes down to almost all the time in these discussions with liberals and firearms, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's absolute insanity. The same people that tell you we should have gun control forget that the drug war started under Jimmy Carter and we now have 3 times as many overdoses in the United States as we did before we started the war against drugs.
That's amazing. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. partner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.